love on the lip tour greens where dreams rise above balls deep swingers they're taking the scene with big sticks and bogey boys living the dream lip pods the sound where the stories are told eureka's and two ballers going for gold regular flex and shanks it's quite the hook grab a seat tune in let's take a closer look
welcome back to the deep dive
good to be talking golf again
today we're taking you right into the heart of the action from the August medal a really pivotal event on the LIB tour
absolutely and held at Red Livets golf course a proper test
it certainly is famously challenging Our mission today, well, we're going to try and distill that real-time drama for you.
Yeah, track those leaderboard shifts hole by hole for the individuals, of course.
And just as importantly, the teams, because that team competition adds a whole other layer, doesn't it?
It really does. We want you to get a feel for the whole narrative, how it all unfolded right down to the last putt.
And you can't talk about the narrative without talking about the course itself. Red Livets has, well, it has character.
Oh, absolutely. Those par fours can be brutal. You've got hole three, what is it, 472 yards?
The one, and stroke index two, rated the second hardest. That tells you a story straight away.
And then there's hole 11 later on, 431 yards, stroke index one. Officially the toughest kid on the block. It really puts your game under the microscope.
Okay, let's dive into the front nine then. Because... you know, even after just three holes, things were already happening.
Definitely. You had a few guys setting the early pace.
Three early leaders, tied at one under par. Linus Bumbleys, we'll call him the Baltic Ballesteros.
Good nickname.
Lee Merriweather, Bullseye, and Kelvin Monroe.
Kelvin's start was interesting, wasn't it? Bogey on the first.
Yeah, but then bang, bang, two pars.
Right back to level par. Shows some good early grit after a wobble.
Exactly. Composure. But not everyone started so smoothly.
No, Red Livets bites early if you're not careful. Ian Smith, Smithy, and Anthony Elisak, Red Livets slim.
Both had double bogeys on the first hole. Ouch.
Yeah, one over par straight away. That's a tough spot to be in mentally.
And Malk Dami took a triple on hole two, the par five.
Never ideal.
Yeah.
And Simon Ford, 40, he tripled the first as well. Ouch.
And Paul Wood. Woody, what happened on hole two? A lesser spotted 10.
The 10. Yeah, that's a rough start. Tough to come back from that mentally.
And poor Suki Saran. It was his birthday.
It was. And he kicked things off with a quadruple bogey on hole two as well. Not exactly the birthday gift he was hoping for, I imagine.
No kidding. How were the teams looking early on?
After those first three, the Eurekas had the early lead at minus three. Big sticks, swingers, and two ballers were all bunched up at minus two.
Close.
Very close. And Shanks and Big Hook, just one shot further back at minus one. Already setting up for a tight team race.
And as we moved on, after six holes, things really did start to, well, shift. Linus Bumbleys, the Baltic Ballesteros.
He started to make a move, didn't he?
Yeah, pulled away a bit, got himself to three under par. He birdied hole four.
Which is the easiest hole, statistically. Par three, stroke index 16.
Right, a good chance for a birdie, and he took it. Then a solid par on five, just very consistent.
And others were climbing, too. Chris Stevens and Henry Jackson, they both jumped up two spots, tied second at two under.
Henry also birdied hole four, making the most of that easier hole.
And a Randip Gill, Deepa, he made a big move up six spots.
Wow, six spots.
Yeah, got the tied fourth at one under after three straight pars. So like you said, hole four is definitely an opportunity some players grabbed.
But, not everyone was moving in the right direction. Jamie Bartlett
took a tumble,
dropped six spots, two over par after double bogeys on four and five. That hurts.
Back-to-back doubles, yeah. A tough break.
And then Suki Saran, it was his birthday.
Ah, the birthday boy.
Celebrated with a triple bogey on hole five. I'm guessing that wasn't quite the gift he was hoping for from the golf course.
Probably not. But what's really striking here is the team leaderboard. How quickly it changed.
Right, after six holes.
The swinger suddenly jumped into the lead. Five under par. That's a big swing.
Massive. Eureka's dropped to second at minus four.
Shanks and Big Hook and two ballers were tied third at minus three. And Big Sticks, who were near the top, fell down to fifth.
It just shows, doesn't it? A couple of good scores, a couple of bad ones from key players.
And the whole team picture changes completely. Even just six holes in.
The dynamic really did shift there. So we get to the turn after nine holes. And things got really interesting.
The plot thickens.
Linus Bumbleys and Henry Jackson were now tied at the top, both at 2 under par. Linus actually dropped a shot on 9.
Ah, so that lead he built had vanished. Pressure building.
Exactly. And right behind them, Kelvin Monroe and Chris Stevens tied 3rd at 1 under. Kelvin made a good par on 7 to stay right in touch.
Very much in contention heading into the back 9.
But the, let's say, unforgettable moment of the front 9 has to belong to Melk Dhami. Hole 7, the par 4.
Oh dear, I heard about this one.
From the greenside bunker. In 2 shots, he contrived to take 11.
11 on one hole.
11 shots. Our sources say at one point he was actually putting with a wedge in one hand and a putter in the other, just, you know, trying anything.
Wow. That's something else. A total collapse on one hole. He dropped 8 spots because of that.
8 spots, yeah. Down to 11 over par.
You know, this brings up that big question, doesn't it? Can you mentally recover from a hole like that? And 11.
It must be incredibly difficult.
From a mental game perspective, you have to forget it instantly, move on. But that's so much easier said than done, especially under mental pressure.
And for it to happen relatively early on the 7th.
It could just derail everything. Confidence, momentum, gone. A hugely costly moment for Melk.
So amidst that individual drama, how did the team leaderboard look at the halfway house?
Well, interestingly, despite some individual struggles within their ranks, the Eurekas actually got the lead back, 5 under par.
Shows the importance of the 2-score format.
Absolutely. Swingers dropped to 2nd at 3 under. Big Sticks and 2 ballers tied 3rd at 1 under. Shanks and Big Hook were back to even par. Team depth really coming into play.
Okay, on to the back 9. This is where Red Livets really bares its teeth, right? The pressure cooker starts to bubble.
Absolutely. And after 11 holes, all eyes were on hole 11 itself.
The stroke index 1, par 4, 431 yards.
And it lived up to its billing. Confirmed as the hardest hole of the day. The average score was, wait for it,
yeah,
plus 2.57.
2.5 shots over par on average. Brutal.
Just eating scorecards. Length, difficulty, maybe the wind picked up. You know, savage.
But Linus Bumbleys, our leader.
He just kept grinding. Made par there. Extended his lead to 3 under. Well, everyone else seemed to be, well, falling apart around him on that hole.
Incredible nerve. Though before we get to the full carnage on 11, Henry Jackson had a moment on 10, didn't he?
He did, but in magic almost. On the short par 4, hole 10, he hit one towards the water. But he managed to successfully skim it off the water onto the bank. Like something you'd see in the Masters par 3 contest.
Wow. Did he save par?
Made bogey in the end. But, you know, considering it could have been a disaster skimming it off the water, that was pretty special. Saved himself a big number.
Masters-esque indeed. Okay, back to the horror show on hole 11. Because it really was devastating for some.
It was carnage. Randip Gill, Deepa, he took a triple bogey.
Smithy, Ian Smith, a quadruple bogey.
Suki Saran, the birthday boy again. A scorecard ruining 9.
Oh, Suki. And Anthony Elisek, Red Libet Slim, also a quad.
And Malk Dhami, after that 11 on the front 9, another 9 here on hole 11. Just a really, really tough day for him on specific holes.
Even Woody, Paul Wood, apparently had 3 balls in play at one point.
Yeah, ended up making double bogey, which sounds almost respectable in the circumstances.
Phew, hole 11. It definitely lived up to the hype. Shuffled the deck, doesn't even begin to cover it, especially for the guys in the middle trying to make a move.
It really did. And look at the teams after 11. Eurekas and Swingers were suddenly tied for the lead at 2 under.
Big change.
Shanks and Big Hook were lurking close behind at 1 under. But Big Sticks and 2 ballers both dropped to 1 over par.
So that one hole just completely reshaped the team competition, shows how fine the margins are.
Absolutely. A single bad hole can have ripples right through the team event.
And with the team so bunched up, did that put even more pressure on Linus? He seemed almost immune, though, after 14 holes.
He just kept extending that lead. Made par on 14, got to 4 under, a commanding position.
Behind him, Kelvin Monroe, Chris Stevens, Henry Jackson, they were all tied 2nd at 1 under. Though Chris Stevens had a double bogey on 13, that could prove costly.
Linus's consistency was just remarkable. But meanwhile, Red Livets kept claiming victims, more big numbers popping up.
Randip Gill, Deepa, had a quad on 14.
Suki Saran, another triple bogey.
And Malk Dhami. Well, he showed incredible persistence just to keep going. Quadruple on 13, triple on 14.
Just relentless punishment from the course if you strayed offline.
And if we connect this back to the teams, wow, another massive shift. Shanks and Big Hook.
They made their move, took the lead.
2 under par. Big Sticks and Eurekas now tied 2nd at 1 under. and the swingers dropped back to even.
You could really feel the tension ramping up for the final stretch. It was becoming a real test of nerve for the teams.
Every single shot was magnified now, which brings us to the penultimate moment after 17 holes.
Minas Bumbly's still cruising. 4 under par. Just unflappable.
Lee Merriweather, bullseye. He made a late charge, didn't he? Birdie on 16 got him to tied second.
But then he bogeyed 17.
Yeah.
Kind of stalls his momentum a bit. Still, tied second at 1 under.
Chris Stevens also held on to tied second, despite a double bogey on 16, which shows you how tough it was playing out there.
Indeed. Because Kelvin Monroe and Henry Jackson, who were right there,
yeah,
they both bogeyed 17, dropped back to even par.
See? Pressure telling. Mistakes creeping in right when you can't afford them.
Exactly.
And spare a thought for Suki Saran again. A quadruple bogey on 17.
Oh, the birthday boy. That's not how you want to finish.
And Simon Ford, 40, had what was described as a laughable 9 on 17. It just shows things can unravel so quickly on those finishing holes.
They really can. But the most fascinating thing here, the team competition heading into the final hole.
It was an absolute nail biter.
You couldn't ride it. Big Sticks and Shanks and Big Hook were tied for the lead. Both at even par.
Wow. Eureka's dropped to third at 1 over. Swingers back in 5th at +4.
So forget the individual title for a second. The team championship was going right down to the wire. Absolutely everything to play for on 18.
Incredible drama. So the dust settles after 18 holes. The August medal champions are crowned individually.
No surprises at the very top.
Linus Bumbly's, the Baltic Ballesteros, showed real championship composure. Calming par on 18, finished at 5 under par. First place.
What a performance. Start to finish, just dominant, well-deserved.
Securing second place, Lee Merriweather, bullseye. Par on 18, finished at 2 under, solid round.
But then Kelvin Monroe, a fantastic birdie on the last hole.
Got him to 2 under as well. Tied for second place with Merriweather. What a finish from Kelvin. Clutch putt.
That's how you want to finish your round, isn't it? Under pressure, make the birdie.
Unfortunately, not everyone finished strong. Chris Stevens and Henry Jackson, who were right in the mix.
Double bogeys for both on 18. Ouch.
Drop them back to even par and +1 respectively. That final hole pressure, it just bites, doesn't it?
It does. And, well, Anthony Elisak, red livid slim. Mm. A barely imaginable 12 on the 18th.
A 12. Oh, my. Finished at 13 over.
And Ian Smith also had a triple bogey on 18. Red livid's closing hole certainly left its mark.
Okay. So, the big question. The August medal team champions. This was the really tight one.
Down to the wire, as we said.
Oh.
And the winners, decided by the rules on countback.
Our Shanks and Big Hook. Linus Bumbly's our individual champ. His score was crucial, obviously. And Paul Wood, Woody, their wild card, combined for 142.
Absolutely brilliant. Clinched it. That gets them 8 massive points for the LIB standings.
But how close was it? Big Sticks, Kelvin Monroe with that vital birdie, and Duncan Jenner, their wild card.
Also finished on 142. Incredibly close. But Shanks and Big Hook won on the countback rules. Big Sticks take second, earning 7 points. Fantastic effort from both teams.
Amazing. Rounding out the top teams, we had the Swingers. Lee Merriweather was their wild card. With Randip Gill, they shot 146 for 6 points.
Then the Eurekas with 148 for 5 points. And the two ballers on 154 getting 4 points.
Regular Flex, Balls Deep, and Bogey Boys all picked up 3 points each for their efforts, too.
And let's quickly mention the prize money. Linus Bumbly's, a good day for him. £30 for first place individual, +5 pounds to the team win.
Nice bonus. Lee Merriweather gets £18 for second.
Kelvin Monroe, £12 for that tied second finish.
And Paul Wood, Woody, also gets £5 for being on the winning Shanks and Big Hook team. Well played, everyone. Some deserved winnings there.
Definitely. But beyond the winners, you know I love digging into the stats. They always paint a richer picture of the day.
Let's hear them. The standout performances and maybe the less standout ones.
Exactly. So best front 9, shared by Linus Bumbly's and Henry Jackson, both shot 34. Excellent scoring.
And the best back 9.
That was Linus again. A superb 33. Just shows his consistency across the whole round.
Which obviously means he also had the best gross score, 73 strokes. Just stellar golf.
He really mastered the course.
Yeah.
He also had the best score on the par 3s, 11 strokes, 1 under par for those holes.
And on the par 5.
A tie there. Linus Bumbly's and Lee Merriweather both played them in 20 strokes, even par.
Interestingly, the player with the most birdies or better wasn't Linus. It was Henry Jackson with 2.
Shows Henry had flashes of brilliance, even if he couldn't quite sustain it like Linus. Now, a great turnaround story. Duncan Jenner, DJ.
What did he do?
Biggest back 9 improvement. He was 7 shots better on the back nine compared to his front nine.
Wow, 7 shots. That's fantastic mental strength to regroup like that.
It really is. Shows real character.
On the flip side, Suki Saran, our birthday boy.
Unfortunately, he had the biggest back nine collapse. 8 shots worse on the back nine.
Ouch. Maybe the birthday celebration started early. Or maybe Red Libbits just wore him down.
Could be either. And just confirming what we felt all along, easiest hole was hole 4, averaging just 0.29 over par.
And the hardest, no prizes for guessing.
Hole 11, averaging a brutal 2.5, 7 strokes over par. Those stats really tell the tale of the tape, don't they?
They absolutely do. Okay, let's connect this to the bigger picture. The season-long Libs standings. How did this August medal shake things up? Because every point is crucial now.
This is where it gets really important for the overall campaign. Shanks and Big Hook with that win.
They must have extended their lead.
They did. Solidified it. They're on 95 points now.
A healthy cushion. Who's chasing?
Swingers are in second with 78 points. Then Balls Deep on 72. After that, it's really tight. Two Ballers and Eurekas are tied on 66 points.
Okay.
Big Sticks are on 61. Regular Flex at 55. And Bogey Boys are on 50 points.
So yeah, Shanks and Big Hook pulling away a bit. But that battle for second, third, fourth, it's incredibly close. Still all to play for in the middle of the pack.
Definitely.
What an event to break down. The August medal. You had Linus Bumbleys playing just superbly.
Individual brilliance, absolutely.
The team drama constantly shifting.
Right down to the last hole.
And Red Libbits itself just showing how tough but fair it can be. An unforgiving test.
It really was a fantastic day of golf to analyze. Yeah. Full of twists, turns, drama. Everything you want. Now, here's a thought to leave you with.
Go on.
Considering those big swings we saw, especially on the back nine around hole 11, what do you think is more vital in medal golf like this? Mm-hmm. Is it getting off to a blistering start, building that early cushion? Or is it having the, you know, the mental strength, the fortitude to hold it together, or maybe even improve when the pressure is really on during those tough closing holes?
Mm. The fast start versus the strong finish. That is a great question. Something for you all to ponder. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the August medal.
We'll catch you next time.
Shanks like to party. They love a shindig. They get together whenever they win big. The beers are flowing. Dix takes a swig. Hey, Woody, were you wild caught in the wind? Dicko on deck spinning Britney Spears. Linus has provided Lithuanian beers. Lacus chokes on his pint. What the hell is this? It's a fake beer. We call it Captinus. Week on week, the winds are stunning.
says Linus, the score starts with minus. It has to be good with Dixon Parwood. When you need to succeed, Darren Reed takes the lead. You can mess with the best when you're blessed.